Concerns.
I agree.
Going to go ahead and call us into order. This is the 6th Osage Nation Congress. We're in our HUNCA session. The date is April 10th, 2019. The time is 10:04 a.m. We are on day 15. First agenda item is prayer. I've asked the assistant chief to say the prayer this morning.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Heavenly Father, when you look down on us today, give us that peace that passes all understanding. Give us the wisdom and strength that we need to focus on our people, their present needs, and their future needs, and their future well-being. Help us understand these things in a clear-minded way. Help us know what we need to know, and help us, please, to understand what we do not know. To realize what we do not know. Give us all the help that you can. And give us all the help that you think we need and that we deserve. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Assistant Chief. Next agenda item is roll call.
Congressman Big Horse.
Present.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Present.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Congressman Maker. Congressman Mason.
Present.
Congressman Potts.
Present.
Congresswoman Pratt. Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Here.
Speaker Walker.
Here.
Assistant Chief Redcorn.
Present.
Congressman Maker is still recovering from surgery. I reached out to him yesterday via text, and I'm going to go ahead and read the text to you guys to give an update on Congressman Maker. I asked him how he was feeling. He said, feeling pretty rough, still have pain from the surgery, slowly better, still have a hard time walking, but thankful that I can. I have to wear a neck brace for 2 months. I will continue physical therapy for 2 months. I think I can come next week. I haven't worn dress clothes yet, just sweats. I'll practice. I'm keeping up with the session as much as possible. Sounds like I'll not say that part. That wasn't part of the update. Next is approval of the journal. Please review the journal from yesterday.
Approve the journal of April 9th, 2019.
Second.
Motion to approve the journal by Congresswoman Edwards. It was seconded by Congresswoman Stabler. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. Okay, the journal is approved. Agenda item 4 is reports of select committees. Are there any select committees to report? Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Thank you.
Good morning, Speaker, Assistant Chief, members of Congress. The Appropriations Committee met yesterday and considered Resolution Number ONCR 1908, a resolution to approve a new fiscal year 2019 annual revenue projection of the Osage Nation with updates. I was the sponsor of that bill. The final committee action was due pass with amendments. Voting yes were Whitehorn, Potts, Stabler, Big Horse, Edwards, and Good Fox. We also considered Bill Number ONCA 1927, an act to amend the Treasury Law 15 ONC Sections 2-301 and 2-302 to add a definition and amend the Declaration of Policy in the Treasury Law and to establish an alternate effective date. I was a sponsor of that bill. Final committee action was due pass with amendments. Voting yes were Whitehorn, Potts, Big Horse, Edwards, Good Fox, and Stabler. The Appropriations Committee also met this morning. Excuse me a minute, let me get my reports straight. Okay. And the committee wanted to inform the body of the recommendation. The committee recommendation is the current amount listed in the fiscal year 2019 appropriated revenue tribal appropriation report dated April 10th, 2019 at 8:50 a.m. is available for appropriation, and the appropriation bills currently in committee may move forward in the legislative process for funding. The final committee action is do recommend. Voting yes were Whitehorn, Potts, Big Horse, Edwards, Good Fox, and Stabler. We reviewed the amount of the appropriation bills that were currently filed for this session. We are in good standing to be able to appropriate those amounts, and the report is attached to the back of the committee report. Thank you.
Thank you. Seeing no other select committee reports, we'll move on to reports of standing committees. Congressman Mason.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members of the Congress, the Health and Social Services Committee would like to report out on the reappointment to the Health Authority Board of Dr. Patrick Tinker. Candidate is qualified by education, experience, and there are no ethical or legal barriers to service. The voting results, yes, Mason, Stabler, Good Fox, Lemon, Tillman, and Walker. Thank you.
Thank you. Congresswoman Edwards.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. The Government Operations Committee met on ONCA 1925, which is an act to amend the Criminal Code on Crimes Against Persons at 6 ONC 2-134 to allow for spouses to be prosecuted for sexual assault and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Stabler. Final committee action is due pass with yes votes from Edwards, Big Horse, Potts, Pratt, and Whitehorn, one absent maker. Government Operations Committee also met on the consideration of Fred Byers as an election board alternate. The final committee action is the candidate is qualified by education experience and there are no ethical or legal barriers to service. At this time, I move to place Fred Byers on the agenda for consideration on Monday's agenda.
Second.
There's a motion, a second. To place Fred Byers on Monday's agenda for confirmation, seconded by Congresswoman Whitehorn. Discussion?
I've talked to him and he's available that day.
Okay, thank you. Any additional discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Any opposed, no? Okay, Fred Byers will be on Monday's agenda for confirmation. Any other standing committee reports? Okay, seeing none, we'll move to introduction of bills and resolutions. Are there any bills or resolutions to be introduced? Okay, seeing none, Agenda item 7 is bills and resolutions on first reading. Congressman Tillman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members of Congress, Assistant Chief, reading in ONC 19-32, an act to authorize and appropriate $9,423 to the matching grant fund to meet the match requirement of Indian Health Service grant for the Pawnee Service Unit Multi-Tribal Individual Water and Sewer Project. This is a sanitation deficiency system grant, SDS, where our team is number 2 on the list. The total funding available for this project is $188,453. If the nation provides the 5% tribal contribution, then the funding will be available for Osages within the 7 counties for water and sewer infrastructure projects listed within the document.
Thank you, Congressman. ONCA 1932 is assigned to the Health and Social Services Committee. We will move to General Order Day 1, second reading. Congresswoman Edwards.
Reading in ONCA 1861, an act to amend and restate 15 ONC section 5101 at second to establish an alternate effective date. Also, ONCA 1874, an act to amend and restate the law on the Office of Fiscal and Performance Review.
Hey, thank you, Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Thank you. I'd like to read ONCA 1923, an act to amend the Treasury Law 15 ONC sections 2-103 and 2-321 to add definitions and establish the appointment of an Investment Oversight Committee and to establish an alternate effective date. I'd also like to read ONCA 1924, an act to amend ONCA 12-85. Osage Nation Permanent Fund Act to make the investment language consistent with the Treasury Law and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you, Congresswoman. We are now on General Order Day 2, where amendments may be proposed. First bill is ONCA 1926, an act to amend the Osage Nation Membership Act, 21 ONC section 1-210 and section 1-303 to limit re-enrollment to minors who have reached the age of 18 years and to adults who are judged incompetent or have been appointed to a guardian and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is Congressman Potts. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Trey, is that an amendment? Congresswoman Edwards.
Move to advance ONCA, where are we?
1926
from General Order. Third reading.
After engrossment?
Yes. Second.
On what day's agenda?
Tomorrow.
Motion to advance ONCA 1926 to third reading after engrossment on tomorrow's agenda by Congresswoman Edwards. It was seconded by Congresswoman Whitehorn. There's no discussion. All those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. Okay, the bill is advanced. Okay, without objection, I'm going to move ONCA 1857, which is an act to establish in Osage law a budgetary process governed by the principles of transparency and accountability, defining terms and establishing limitations, and to establish an alternate effective date, back to General Order Day 2, where amendments may be proposed. Okay, seeing no objection, we're still on General Order Day 2 and on the bill that I just read, but I'll read it again. It's ONCA 1857, an act to establish in Osage law a budgetary process governed by the principles of transparency and accountability, defining terms and establishing limitations, and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Potts. I have two amendments. Amendment number one is page 2, line 57, page 4, line 151, strike 95% and insert 98%.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Have another amendment, page 7, line 295, insert the following new section and renumber the remaining section. 3, insert a new section at 15 ONC section 1A-109.2, section 1A-109.2, Osage Minerals Council exemption. The Osage Nation Minerals Council is exempt from this act.
Second.
Okay, the motion is seconded. Are there any other amendments to be proposed? Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I have an amendment. Page 3, line 99, strike certify and insert approve.
Second.
Page 3, line 105, strike certification and insert approval. Page 3, line 123, strike certification and insert approve.
Are those all one amendment?
Yes.
Seconding the amendment.
Maybe so. But that was a premature second. I hate to get all technical, but we have a motion on the floor.
Second.
Okay, it was seconded. Are there any additional amendments to be proposed? Mr. Potts, do you have the amendment?
I do.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Move to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and place ONCA 1926 on General Order Day 3 on today's agenda.
Second.
Sorry, 57. Oopsie. Can we amend it? Withdraw and restate. Move to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and place ONCA 1857 on General Order Day 3 on today's agenda.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. There's no discussion. This is a rule suspension. All of those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. Okay. Motion carries. Would everyone like to take a short recess to have copies made so we can all have? Okay, without objection, we are going to recess for 10 minutes.
Let me go see if I can find that.
Seeing no objection, we're in recess.